I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. As the song goes, breaking up is hard to do. Unless, however, you live in Saudi Arabia. The government of Saudi Arabia is concerned that broken marriages have become all too common. Saudi Arabia is reportedly considering making pre-marriage courses compulsory for couples about to tie the knot. The hope is that this will cut the kingdom's growing divorce rate, especially among young people. May Yamani is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut. She's the author of the book Changed Identities, The Challenge of the New Generation in Saudi Arabia. What's behind these changes in Saudi culture? Why are more people getting divorced there?
It is about the fact that Saudi Arabia claims to be a modern state, and yet you have skyscrapers rising from the desert sand, and the women are behind opaque black veils. They are not allowed to walk in the street. They're not allowed to drive a car. So we have contradictions between what the system is applying and what the young men and women are aspiring to.
Those inconsistencies have been going on ever since oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia. What's coming to a head right now?
The women have been specifically, there's been a regression because their grandmothers have worked in traditional jobs and occupations. And yet, because of the oil, they have been turned into like modern housewives. The women have been excluded from so many jobs that are defined by the religious Wahhabi clerics as not suitable for the nature of women. And yet, you have the women educated. So we have tensions.
Give me an example, perhaps, if you will, of one couple, maybe, that illustrates what you're talking about, where the husband has learned in the Islamic world to be the provider, the woman to be the nurturer, but then the new world of Saudi Arabia with its oil riches has changed things within that marriage.
The example of a young Muhammad who I have interviewed, who is 17 years old and aspires to have 7 children. So Muhammad, what if your future wife does not want to have 7 children? Muhammad replies, I will take another wife. Because Muhammad's father has a polygamous marriage, Muhammad expects, and he will probably be backed by the system, the legal system and the judiciary system in Saudi Arabia, he will be backed for his aspiration to have more than one wife. But his wife is not going to accept like her mothers and grandmothers have accepted.
What it sounds like you're saying there is that the women of Saudi Arabia are basically going through a bit of what women in the United States went through with women's liberation, as it was called, in the 1970s. Same thing there in Saudi Arabia, only it's Saudi style.
This is not the 1970s. The problem in Saudi Arabia, it's the rule of law. The rule of law and the very corrupt judiciary system is protecting a patriarchal system that just doesn't apply today.
If you were to draw up, say, a syllabus for a pre-marriage course for a Saudi couple intending to get married, what would be on it?
I think what this course would have to address is the fact that there has been change. And there should be respect for both men and women, and respect for the woman's aspirations to work, and there are new sets of rights and duties.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. May Yamani is a visiting scholar at Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut, Lebanon. She's also the author of the book Changed Identities, The Challenge of the New Generation in Saudi Arabia. Very nice to talk with you.
Thank you so much.